The Haines Assembly calls a special meeting about the police chief position. In a new piece of equipment at the Haines School, looks to the future. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Hainesboro Assembly is convening a special meeting Wednesday night to discuss contract negotiations with its choice for a police chief. The Assembly, at its January 28th meeting, approved interim manager Julie Causey's choice of Richard Craze of Wyoming for the police chief position. Causey was then charged with negotiating an employment contract with Craze. The Assembly then decided in executive session the salary for the position be capped at $73,000. The notice of the public meeting says Causey would like to update the Assembly about the negotiations. Causey may ask the group if they're willing to up the salary cap and allow negotiations with Craze to continue. Portions of the meeting may take place in executive session. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday evening at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. It's official, a bull moose taken in September in Yukon, surpassing the 20-year-old record from Alaska. Heinz Neff of Dawson City shot the moose on September 25th, near where the Stewart River meets the Yukon River. That's about 50 miles south of Dawson. He estimated the moose weighed more than 1,250 pounds, and the antlers measured 75 1/4 inches. But as he told the CBC radio in September, it took a while for it to dawn on him just how large the bull was.
It didn't set in until we were like in the midst of butchering an animal, you know, like said, oh, he's a, yeah, it's big. It's a big moose. Like we, it's not the first big moose we have, but we didn't realize it was that big till we actually put a tape on him, you know, measured him. Then it was really big.
To be entered in the record books takes time. The Boone and Crockett Club holds the big game scoring and data collection system widely used to record record animals. Rules require antlers be dried for 3 months before recorded by an official. That was done on Neff's moose in December by a Boone and Crockett Canadian official. But Assistant Director of Big Game Records at Boone and Crockett, Justin Spring, said the organization's policy is that any top 10 trophies also be verified by a panel of judges. Usually that is done every 3 years. But when a possible world record is brought to their attention, the club will convene a special panel. So last month, Neff drove the moose rack to Reno, Nevada, where four officials took measurements. Richard Hale of Kansas is the Big Game Record Committee chairman for the club. He said he and three other judges from across the country met Neff at a Reno Convention Center and declared the moose a new world record.
It's really just a very impressive animal. Everything it grew, it seemed like it grew to be the epitome of what we wanted a big moose to be as a world record. Some moose are very large, but for various reasons, they don't score well. Mm-hmm. This moose used all of its growth to score well, which is why it's a world record. It's really a beautiful moose.
Neff's moose will be listed at 263 5/8 points using Boone and Crockett's scoring. The previous record was 261 5/8. That moose was taken in 1994 on Alaska's 40 Mile River. Hale said he's a little surprised the world record moose was taken in Yukon when Alaska is known for having the record holders.
You know, most of the, it seems like a majority of the big moose come out of Alaska. You probably have more moose and more hunters and things. But, you know, as a matter of fact, if we look at the top 10 moose, and I haven't confirmed this, but I'm sure that a majority of them are going to have will have come out of Alaska. So we're always a little surprised to see a real monster out of the Yukon, but they do show up.
Hale said Neff will hopefully attend the next awards banquet set for Springfield, Missouri in 2016, where the club will display many of the world records. Boone and Crockett was established in 1887 by Theodore Roosevelt and George Bird Fennell as a conservation organization that promotes management of big game, its habitats, and encourages hunting to maintain standards of fair chase and sportsmanship in North America. To see a picture of Neff with the world record moose, visit our KHNS News Facebook page. It's only February, but organizers are already thinking about the Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival in Haines on Memorial Day weekend, and it seems plenty of beer fans are in the same mindset. That's because tickets are selling fast, and seats for the Gourmet Brewer Dinner are expected to sell out possibly by the end of this week. That's especially surprising because they've only been on sale since Saturday. Southeast Alaska State Fair Director Jessica Edwards says more than 80 of the 200 tickets for the dinner were snatched up in the first 3 days of sales. Last year, it took 6 weeks for the event to sell out, but she expects this year it will take less than two. There are still plenty of tickets left for the beer tasting event. About 168 of 1,400 tickets have been sold. Tickets for the gourmet dinner and tasting event are on sale only online at the Southeast Alaska State Fair website. Tucked in the back of Mark Fontenot's classroom at Haines High School is a machine not often seen in a school. Not yet, that is. But it's likely that this generation of students will be using 3D printers more and more in their careers. The name printer is deceiving for this gizmo. It doesn't look anything like the typical printer that hooks up to a computer nowadays, dispensing black and white or colored ink on printed pieces of paper. A 3D printer creates objects, like the plastic shark and plastic linked chain students first created when they opened and set up the printer recently. It's about the size of a large microwave, a spool of colored monofilament plastic material, or polylactic acetate, fits on the back of the machine. The printer heats the plastic to 230 degrees Celsius, and a needle-like instrument precisely dispenses the plastic on a glass plate. The material cools almost instantly, allowing more layers of plastic to be laid on top of each other, creating the three-dimensional object. The needle knows the shape it's supposed to produce because the designs are created with a computer program. The file is then uploaded to the printer. Senior Eli White explains the process as he set up the printer recently.
So the way it works to start with is it basically traces the outline, and you'll see that in a minute. It traces the outline a couple of times, and then for the bottom layer, it goes and fills in the rest of it to create the outer layer. And then the next layer up, it traces around the shell again, but then on the interior part, it only does a couple fill-ins.
White had quickly designed an object for me, a plastic doohickey that spells out KHNS in Glacier Bear green-colored plastic. It's a kind of hard plastic object you might attach to your keychain. It took him only a few minutes to design and upload to the printer, and about 10 minutes to print. But the engineering class has bigger plans than keychains and plastic sharks in mind for the printer. They also easily created a working and precisely threaded screw and bolt. Fontenot also wants students to learn to design their own objects, as CAD software is widely used in the engineering and science field nowadays. And their first project lined up is in conjunction with wildlife biologist Tim Shields, who is currently studying desert tortoises in the Mojave Desert in California. Here's the background. Shields, who is currently working in the desert, says there's an increased presence of ravens in the desert because human behavior has made it easier for ravens to move in by creating things like water sources and hunting perches. But the ravens appear to be targeting the tiny young tortoises as a food source.
Well, between 1975 and 1995, there was a 1,000% rise in raven populations in the West Mojave. So we've created this new form of predation on tortoises, and they're ill-equipped to handle it. And so there are so many ravens, we're not going to be able to shoot our way out. It's just not going to happen. And so I'm looking for ways to at least buy time for the species while we sort the rest of the equation out.
Shields says in the last 10 to 20 years, there have been no young tortoises recruited into the breeding pool because of the raven predation. But here's how the Haines engineering class is going to help. Shields is going to have a digital scan made of a tortoise shell and send that to the engineering class. They, in turn, are going to be able to take that file and print a very realistic plastic tortoise shell with the 3D printer.
We're going to make hollow raven lures in the shape of tortoises, and we'll be able to put various instruments inside or devices to deliver a nasty experience to the raven. And hopefully we can actually train some ravens away from eating tortoises. But at the very least, we'll be able to attract them in and do detailed behavioral observations.
Shields says biologists previously used styrofoam tortoise decoys, and they didn't allow for instruments to be tucked inside the shell to enhance the studies.
The styrotorts are toast. They are obsolete. They're going to be obsolete in the next 3 weeks. No one's ever going to bother with a styrotort again because these things are going to be so superior. And it's so fun to work with Mark and the engineering class on this project. I mean, they're doing really valuable conservation work for the desert tortoise in Haines, Alaska. It's very cool.
Fontenot says the printer costs the school about $2,500. He plans on using it in curriculum for many of his science classes because for this generation, they are going to be able to use the design and printing and manufacturing skills the 3D printer allows for all sorts of applications.
Look at the impact of something like this becoming ubiquitous in the world, and you realize that instead of shipping things, pretty soon maybe you're just sort of like MP3s, you're just downloading the information for the thing that you want and then making it on site. So then you wonder where some dollars have to go somewhere. So I guess you're buying data and you're buying. Anyway, it's a strange new world.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.